This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English. I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil.
Do you ever experience anxiety, Neil?
Anxiety?
Yes, you know, a feeling of being really worried or nervous without any real reason.
Well, not really, but I know for some people it can be quite a serious problem.
Well, anxiety may be a result of natural selection.
Natural selection? You mean the principle behind evolution?
Yes. The idea that life on this planet has developed as a result of random changes in biology over many, many years.
So why have anxiety? That seems like a negative rather than a positive thing to develop.
Well, we'll find out more in this programme. But before we do, a quiz. Charles Darwin is famous for describing evolution by natural selection. What was the name of the ship he travelled on when he made his discoveries? Was it A. HMS Beagle, B. HMS Badger, or C. HMS Bear? What do you think, Neil?
Well, I'm pretty sure I know this one, so I'm not going to give away the answer just yet.
Well, you can let me know at the end of the programme before I give the answer. Right, Dr. Randolph Nessie is a doctor and psychologist. He's written a lot about how evolution has an impact on our mental condition, particularly anxiety. Recently, he spoke on BBC Radio 4's Start the Week programme about this topic. Listen out for the answer to this question. How long did he treat patients at the University of Michigan for?
Natural selection has shaped all organisms to have special states to cope with certain kinds of circumstances. Mm-hmm. I treated patients with anxiety disorders for 40 years at the University of Michigan. It was only halfway through that I started realizing that anxiety is there for a good reason.
So, Neil, how long did he treat patients for at the University of Michigan?
He says that he did that for 40 years. But it was only after about 20 years or so that he realized that we suffer from anxiety for a good reason.
We'll find out that reason shortly, but first, he said that natural selection has shaped all organisms. This means that we are the result of natural selection. It has made us what we are.
And it has made us able to cope with different situations. To cope with means being able to deal with, being able to manage a difficult situation.
And anxiety, if it's not too great, is a way of dealing with particular situations. Let's hear from Dr. Nessie again.
Natural selection has shaped all organisms to have special states to cope with certain kinds of circumstances. Mm-hmm. I treated patients with anxiety disorders for 40 years at the University of Michigan. It was only halfway through that I started realizing that anxiety is there for a good reason.
So, why is anxiety a necessary thing? Why is it something that, within reason, is not a bad emotion? Here's Dr. Nessie talking about his patients who suffer from too much anxiety.
What you're having is a normal kind of emergency response, which is great in life-threatening situations. But for you, it's a false alarm like a smoke detector going off when you burn the toast. Mm-hmm. And after that, many of my patients said, "Oh, that makes perfect sense. I think I won't need your help after all, doctor."
So, what is anxiety?
Well, it's your body reacting to danger, like an emergency response, a warning. In really dangerous situations, which could harm you or even kill you, which Dr. Nessie describes as life-threatening situations, it's a useful response to warn you to take action or to prepare for action.
But some people experience anxiety when there's no real danger. It's a false alarm, like when you burn the toast and the smoke detector alarm starts, or, as he says, goes off. And he says that some patients can feel less worried after that, when they realise anxiety is a natural thing. Let's hear from Dr. Nessie again.
What you're having is a normal kind of emergency response, which is great in life-threatening situations. But for you, it's a false alarm like a smoke detector going off when you burn the toast. Mm-hmm. And after that, many of my patients said, "Oh, that makes perfect sense. I think I won't need your help after all, doctor."
Time now to review today's vocabulary. But first, let's have the answer to the quiz question. What was the name of the ship Charles Darwin travelled on when he made his discoveries about evolution? Was it A. HMS Beagle, B. HMS Badger, or C. HMS Bear? What did you think, Neil?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's HMS Beagle.
Well, you are right. Charles Darwin travelled on HMS Beagle. Congratulations if you also knew that. Now on with today's vocabulary. We were talking about anxiety, a feeling of being worried or scared, a feeling that something isn't quite right.
Dr. Nessie suggests that anxiety is a result of natural selection. This is the principle of evolution whereby random changes in the biology of a living thing can make it more likely to survive in a particular environment.
These changes shape the living thing. They make it what it is. They help it to cope with different situations, which means that they help it manage or deal with those situations.
A life-threatening situation is a very dangerous situation, which could cause serious injury or even death.
And finally, there was the phrasal verb to go off. For example, if an alarm goes off, it means that it starts making a loud noise as a warning. Right, before any alarms start to go off here, we need to wrap up. That's all from us today. Do join us again next time. Until then, you can find us online, on social media, and on our app. Look out for BBC Learning English. Bye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.